want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. Aren't you thankful for a great radio station that takes the good news of Jesus Christ to Brevard County? Brevard County needs Jesus, and Jesus wants Brevard County. And so thank you for tuning in today. If you would, why don't you do me a favor and invite someone else to listen to the program as well? I was talking to a person not too long ago, and they said, "Hey, I heard you on the radio today." It's the first time they'd heard me. I talked to a person the next day, and they said, "You know, today was the first day that they knew that a person that they knew, let's put it that way, had listened to the radio program." And you know, the Word of God never misses its mark. And so every day that I am on the radio here, I try and share something that is going to impact your life, but it may also impact someone else's life. And we say to God be the glory for all of that. So today we're going to be back in Psalm 119. Psalm 119, if you want to start turning there, we're going to be talking about another aspect of things that we are supposed to seek. We're supposed to seek the Lord, seek the strength of the Lord, seek the face of God, seek God with our whole heart, seek God's name, seek the place that God has for us, seek to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, seek to behold his beauty, seek to inquire at his temple, seek God's mercy, seek God's favor. And we talked about on Friday, seeking God's precepts. Today we're going to be talking about something similar, but before we get into that, we want to say thank you to the folks at Weirich Air, Weirich. They are based here in Rockledge, Florida. They can be reached at area code 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They are a tremendous blessing to the community. They do business the right way. They represent Jesus well. They've been providing professional sales, services, and repairs for heating needs, air conditioning needs, electrical needs for over 40 years. They work in residential settings and commercial settings, and they provide emergency service when necessary. So if you find yourself in need of their services, you can give them a call at 321-632-9538. They will do their very best to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price, and you will be glad that you utilize their services. So 321-632-9538 will get you in touch with Weirich Air, and your air conditioning, heating, and electrical needs will be a thing of the past, not a thing of the present. And in about 2 months, you're going to be very thankful for that air conditioner that is working better than you could have ever imagined it to. So today I want to take you to Psalm 119. We're going to begin reading at verse number 153. On Friday, we were talking about that if we seek God's precepts, that we will walk in liberty, and that's a good thing. Today, we are going to be talking about what happens when we do not deal with God's statutes in an appropriate manner. And so let me begin reading verse 153. We'll read through verse 160. It says, "Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your judgments endures forever. So on Friday, we talked about the law. We talked about statutes. We talked about commandments. We talked about precepts. Spent most of our time talking about precepts. Today, we're going to be talking about statutes. A statute is defined as a prescribed task. It's a law passed by a legislative body that can be used for you or against you in court. It's a permanent rule. And so this is not just like an emergency declaration. It's not an executive order. This is something that has legislative substance to it. It's designed to provide us with safe parameters in our life. Okay. And so, that's what we're going to be looking at today, but I want to begin in verse number 53 or 153. And when I was going through these, eight verses here, I just began to jot down, okay, who does this have to do with? And it alternates, not with regularity, but it does switch back and forth from responsibilities of God and responsibilities of man. There are some people that want to put all of the responsibility on God, and they don't want to accept any responsibility for themselves. I want you to know that's not a biblical approach. You and I, we are supposed to be responsible citizens of heaven. So the first part has to do with God. Consider my affliction and deliver me. The second part of verse 153 says, for I do not forget your law. Verse number 154, the next verse, plead my cause and redeem me, revive me according to your word. That both of those have to do with God. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. That has to do with man. Verse 156, great are your tender mercies. Revive me according to your judgments. Those have to do with God. 157, many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. That has to do with man. Verse 159, this has to do with God. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. So as we are seeking, we need to seek to do our part. You know, in relationships, many times people are constantly seeking to change the other person. And the only person that you can truly ever change is yourself. So why is it we choose to focus on doing the impossible and completely ignore doing the simple? It doesn't make a lot of logical sense. So we need to focus on doing our part. So let's work through this passage here. And I want to ask you this question. Do you want God to deliver you from affliction? Okay. Now, I don't know anybody that likes having a lot of problems in their life. I say that, but I do know some that they've lived such a dysfunctional life that they do not know how to live without being in some sort of chaos, in some sort of an emergency situation. That's not the way that God calls you to live. He wants things done decently and in order. He wants things done in love. He does not like it when chaos is prevailing in people's lives. So if you want God to deliver you from affliction, and I believe that the number of prayer requests we get at church indicates that people want to be delivered from their affliction, then the psalmist here in verse number, or in Psalm 119, verse 154 or 153, tells us what we need to do. Don't forget the law of God. Do not forget the Torah of God. Do not forget the commandments that God has put in place. So there is a connection between our focus on the law and the word of God and the reality that God is going to deliver us from our problems. A lot of people think that there's a disconnect, that there is just some sort of magical formula that you come in and you get delivered, but there's no endearing to the word of God, and the scriptures make it very clear that is not God's intended purpose. He wants us to know that all of the promises of God are yea and amen. And so we need to grow in our appreciation and our focus on the word of God. And when we do, we are going to find that the word of God is going to be used to liberate us and deliver us from those things that are afflicting us on a regular basis. Drop down to verse number 155. And we're talking about seeking, and it says, salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. And again, I'll remind you, that is a law passed by a legislative body to be used in court. It is a prescribed task or a permanent rule. The statutes of God are not arbitrary. They are not capricious. They are not temporary. They are to be appreciated and adhered to. So doing the right thing, which is what God tells us to do, is never the wrong thing to do. Now, it says this, that if we are not seeking the statutes of God, that salvation is far from the wicked. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Okay, now I'm going to read to you what the word of God says, and then I'm going to come back here and I'm going to make a statement, and it just has to do with this passage of scripture right here, so that you and I know where we stand from God's perspective. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Okay? Now, the first thing that I want to indicate to you is that if you are saved, you should have an intense drive operating inside of you that is compelling you to seek the Word of God. To seek what the rules of the kingdom are. You know, Jesus came to the chosen people of God, and you know what a number of subject matters he addressed with the people of God? The kingdom of God is like this. The kingdom of heaven is like this. These were the people who should have known what the kingdom of God was like, but yet Jesus is coming along, and he is giving them the guidelines, if you will, of how differently the kingdom of God operates than the kingdoms of this world. And they're like, wow, where'd he get teaching like this? Well, he's the king of the kingdom. So if we are saved, we should have an appreciation for the word of God and should be growing in the word of God. I can tell you, I've already learned things this year in 2021 that I did not know before, even though I've been a student of the word now for over 50 years. I just told you I was over 50. Well, that's probably not a surprise if you know how old my kids are. in fact, I'm older than that. I'm getting ready to have another milestone birthday here shortly. But I will tell you this. We got to be seeking the Word of God because we are saved. We're not seeking the Word of God to earn our salvation. We're seeking the Word of God, the statutes of God, so that we learn more about our Savior and know how we are supposed to live. The second thing is this, is that if we are not seeking the statutes of God, if we are not applying ourselves, if we're not studying the Word of God, it says that salvation is far from us. And it describes that condition as being salvation is far from the wicked. What if we looked at the Word of God and said, this is God's love letter to me, and it expresses, you know, his mindset to me, but also the mindset that I'm supposed to have towards him, the way I'm supposed to treat people because I am in this love relationship, this covenant relationship with him. It tells me, and yet if we said, you know what, I don't want to have anything to do with that. Ain't nobody telling me how to live my life. The Bible says that that's not reflective of a person in a salvation relationship. That's a characteristic more adequately defined as a person who is wicked. Studying the scriptures is not just for the pastor. Discovering how God wants you to live your life, that's not just for the Sunday school teacher. It's for every child of God. I pray that you fall in love with the Word of God. Let's drop on down to verse number 157. It says, many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. Don't abandon God's word even when you're persecuted. Do not abandon God's word even when you're outnumbered. Do not abandon God's word because God's word will not abandon you. In fact, verse 158 describes an attitude that we ought to have when it comes to not living according to the Word of God. Okay? Now, before I read it, don't sneak a peek. I've already read it for you, but you probably didn't pay attention to every sentence. Most people in modern Christianity here in America do not really believe that God has this very high standard when it comes to not sinning. The changing moral landscape in America over the past several decades has caused us to think that there are things that are socially acceptable, that because they're socially acceptable, they must be spiritually acceptable. And that's not so. God's word doesn't change. So let's look at verse number 158. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Now, I want to take this not from the mindset that we have towards other people. I'm much more concerned about how do we look at ourselves? Do we find it disgusting when the thought of not keeping God's word is presented as an option? Do we think of that as a reprehensible lifestyle, or is it something that we have just grown to accept? You know, we live in a society that tells us not to judge people, and yet they're judging people every day. They just judge people differently than what the Word of God judges. And some of the people that preach tolerance are the most intolerant people on the planet, and some of the people that they accuse of being intolerant are actually the most tolerant people, because the Bible says, such were some of you. We realize that you can come from a fractured background and God can do a seismic shift and make you whole and cause you to serve a vital function in the kingdom. Okay? So the mindset that we could look at something in the Word of God and then go out and live contrary to that, that was something that made the psalmist sick to his stomach. It's like there is a disconnect there. Okay? That's what he's saying. There is nothing desirable about living beyond the parameters of God's word. Okay? So we need to look at God's statutes. We need to seek God's statutes, because I don't know about you, I don't want salvation far away from me. I thank God that because I repented of my sins and prayed a prayer in the past, that I am saved from my past. I thank God that because of the work of the Holy Spirit in my life, convicting me of my sin, that Jesus shed blood is not only impacting my past, but he is also saving me in my present reality. And because of the promises that we have in the future, that Jesus has gone away to prepare a place for us, that where he is there we might be also, that he is in the process of saving me. So he has saved me, he is saving me, and he will continue to save me until his return. Those are some very reassuring promises. Three more things I want to talk about from these eight verses here. In verse number 154, the psalmist asks of God, plead my cause and redeem me. Okay? That's a great thing. If you go into a court, you do not want to go in there and represent yourself. I remember an old saying years ago that a lawyer who represents himself has a fool for a client. I've crossed the thresholds into courtrooms. I've talked with attorneys, and they said, look, when you cross that threshold, you enter a whole new world. You enter into my world. And in my world, there are rules that you operate by. You need me when you go into that courtroom. Well, I need an advocate, and God said, I've got one for you. His name is Jesus. And he's the one that pleads my cause, and he pleads your cause. Okay? And because I want him to plead my cause and redeem me, there is also a byproduct that comes about as a result of that. And he says, revive me according to your word. Okay? If you were to have a medical emergency and your heart stopped beating, they would come, they would have the paramedics show up. They would begin operating their medical procedures on you. And at some point in time, if your heart was not beating, they would hook you up to this defibrillator device, that there would be power that would flow through that device into your body and get you revived. That's what the Word of God does for us spiritually. When you tune into this radio program, when you go to church on Sunday, when you are listening to sermons on television or on the radio, however you might be listening, I pray that the Word of God quickens you and revives you in Jesus' name. Okay? In verse 156, the psalmist says, great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Okay? So we need to remember that God is a merciful God. Okay? We want him to plead our cause for us, and we recognize that he is a merciful God. And then the psalmist says this. Okay? Now, this is probably something never preached at a revival. Revive me according to your judgment. Okay? I don't know if you've ever heard the term, throw yourself on the mercy of the court. That only works if the judge is a merciful God. Okay? Let me tell you about the judgments of God. It's in verse number 160. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. God is a just judge. He is a righteous judge. He has all of the information, He the most important thing is he knows what you've done with the opportunity that you've had with Jesus. And so the psalmist says, God, revive me according to your word, and also revive me according to your judgment. One last thing on revival. It's in verse number 159. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. Okay? He says, consider how I love your precepts. We talked about that on Friday. You can go back and listen to that program. You know, some of these may be just synonymous words being interchanged to provide a little bit of variety. Sometimes we do things like that. We need to recognize that we need to have a absolute love for the Word of God. We need to love what he says about us. We need to love what he says for us. We need to love what he says to us. Love the Word of God. And he goes on and he says this, revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. If you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, you may have heard some really horrible things. You may have heard that God was to blame for every bad thing that ever happened to you in your life. I want you to know that's not true. We live in a fallen world. We live in a world that loves to victimize people, not just once, over and over and over again. I read a technological article here not too long ago, and it said, if you get a spam email and you hit something, guess what? You think you've just improved the situation. You've just made the situation worse, because those people that were victimizing you will victimize you over and over and over again. God wants to revive us according to his loving kindness. We need to seek God's statutes because we want salvation to be close at hand. And I can tell you, Jesus is very close. He is near to the brokenhearted. We all, and then just one quick reminder about the three things that it says that God wants to do to bring about revival in my life and yours. He wants to revive us according to his word. He wants to revive us according to his judgment, not other people's judgment. God's judgment's always true. And he wants to revive us according to his loving kindness. May you be revived today because you listen to the word of God here on the Refresh radio program. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Surround.